Blog Talk Radio.
Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't even.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The woman of God is on the line. So we thank the Lord for her coming on this Saturday, taking the time out of her busy schedule to come and break bread for the people of God. Thank God for Mark and those that are coming on. Father, we just thank you and bless you and praise your name. We honor you this afternoon, oh God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. We thank you for allowing your daughter to come, oh God, and bring the supper, the food that we need to the table of God for us to eat peace upon this day. Lord, we ask that you would touch her eyes, touch her ears, and touch her lips of clay that she might see and hear and speak that which glorify your name and edify your body and terrify the enemy. And Father, now we introduce to some and we present to all Prophetess Cheryl Kersey out of Tennessee. This in your hand, woman of God, is in your hand.
God bless you, Apostle. I hope I'm clear today. Blessings on you, blessings on you, blessings
Amen.
On
Amen.
You. Praise the Lord, you and your wife
Amen.
And our dear Apostle Stewart. Praise the Lord and my pastor, Pastor Popular, praise God, and all of those who be seated on the fivefold throne ministries in their respective places. Amen. We give glory to God, the Most High. We just thank him for his presence of being in us and upon us and being with us. Praise God and all the holy angelic hosts that are surrounding us. Amen, restraining all that evil. seek to plot to do. Amen. We're just so glad to be in the number again one more time, and we appreciate you, Apostle, for allowing us to come in again. It's been a while, but we, you know, have been very, very busy, got so much going on. Praise God, trying to get situated in these final last and evil days, amen, so that we can be ready in its totality when the Lord said, okay, shut the doors about you, because I'm about to send my indignation upon the planet like never before. And we know it's his will for us to be safe and to remain safe. And so we appreciate the Lord this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus this morning. I love him because he first loved me and taught me how to love him and his people, praise God, and all of humanity in spite of, praise God. He's teaching us how to forever love without respect of persons, amen, and to display that love that will cover faults and sins, glory to God, and we appreciate him and all of the Holy Spirit's teaching to us, amen. And I tell you, I'm excited. I'm walking in the good side of fear as I look at the things that are coming to pass on the face of the earth and looking with understanding, which is a big, big plus. Amen. It's a big, big plus considering and then listening to those. Some of them are seated on the thrones of the kingdom and not yet have an understanding of the times. And then some are in outside of the political pool of political platforms and as well as our pulpits, and those on the outside of the courts of the Lord have no understanding concerning the times. And if it's ever been a time, praise God, amen, to have your spiritual senses, as Hebrew chapter 5 said, Paul expressed to the church at Hebrew 5:14, and he put a lot of emphasis on being mature in that particular verse and developing and growing and not being stunt, and the importance of not rejecting truth or revelations and to receive it all, the engrafted word of God that we can be by the time, at this time, I would say, that we have reached where evil is moving into full stature. Oh, my God. And the unholy Trinity is manifesting in all the workers of iniquity and all the things that is against the kingdom of God, the people, the remnant, and all humanity. And not only they, but all species of flesh. You know, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:39 that there's four types of flesh, and Satan is attacking it all. He wouldn't, you don't care if it's a dog or a cat or a simple fish. He hates us. He hates us. He envies us. He wish he could be us, him and his angels, to be granted the repentance that God give us every day, day in and out. God is giving it our prayer, and when we humble ourselves to ask for forgiveness, and there is no place for the devil and his angels, neither their seed, their children, or those who chosen the occult arena and other gods over God. Praise God. Amen. And so we are blessed to have the presence of God in our lives today and just to be in the land of the living, considering all of some of the progress or the already done, the enemy's agenda that's already in effect in the transgenderism and the transformation and the changes that's going on in humanity. Much of it through ignorance, and then some, praise God, knowing the will of God, know what's happening to them, body, soul, and spirit. And so we bless the Lord today for all of you, and we're praying that the Most High will pour out an anointing upon each of our heads, that everything in the head rim would be alert and aware and in the strongest of sobriety right now to receive what I feel the Lord has given me to say to you, you and you, from coast to coast and from sea to sea. Glory to God. Amen. And God has pulled us out of our hidden places to come to reveal a word again, and we thank the Lord this morning. And so, Father, we bless you and we praise you, hallelujah, for who you are, for we declare over these airwaves, and God, knowing that the prince of the power of the air hear this, though we're speaking through satellites, that you are God, and you are God alone, and there is no other God, hallelujah, no other Savior but the one that gave his life for us, your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, better known to us, the Lamb of God, Jesus. And we declare Jesus over these airways, Jesus, 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 Lamb of God. Thank you for your presence. Oh, for your promise and your faithfulness to your promise that wherever we are gathered and we are touching and agreeing, hallelujah, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And none of us can come to the Father but by you. And we thank you for our divine awakening. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lamb of God. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you for who you are. I thank you for your presence in my life. Oh, you are my keeper. You are my keeper in the shade upon my right hand. You are my rod. Hallelujah. You are my peace. You are everything. Everything and more. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. Oh, my soul, say yes today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will. Express your will. Express your will. Oh, show us your will. Reveal your will. Reveal the hidden things of dishonesty. And God, the things that you have hid for us. Oh, from our adversaries and our foes. We pray right now that as you release all the treasures of your word, oh God, good bread and cast pearls, oh, to your people. And oh, as you pass out ornaments in the spirit and give increase and expansion and enlarging, we thank you, Lord, that there will be noise and confusion, that those who sit to spot our liberty and what you will say unto your people, there will be noise, oh God, in an abundance that they will not hear your good counsel and the strategy, hallelujah, that you would give unto us today. We bless you. We bless you, Lord, for our hiding place. We bless you for your covering. We bless you for being all things to us as you were to our forefathers. We thank you. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you for setting your praise on my lips, Lord. I bless you. I bless you. I praise you, Almighty God. You're worthy of my praise, and I owe you. I owe you, Lord, for allowing me to stand before your people one more time. I pray that you will anoint me from the crown of my head afresh to the sole of my feet, God, from the first layer of my skin down to the marrow of my bones, that there would be, oh, no wise fables or genealogies or the sleight of men or any air, oh God, or anything of enticing words of man's wisdom will flow out of me, but your word, the infallible word of God. And I pray that you, Lord, would help me to keep my mind ready here with you, that I'll speak accurately and timely. Oh, and speak the word line upon line, precept upon precept, here little and there little. We ask for your divine guidance, that you would magnify the lamp at our feet, that we will even see the way we take or the way we supposed to take, God, in the way not to take. Magnify, oh God, the lamp within. Oh, that we will see ourselves in this word. Oh, we pray that you would send this word, Lord, to sanctify us even the more, to purify us, to remove all the little leavens that will leaven the lump, all the little foxes that spoil the vine. God, that you would move every mote, every beam in the name of Jesus. Oh, every blemish, hallelujah, every wrinkle. We want to be cleansed today at the hearing of your word. Oh, God, as we yield to take heed for cleansing by the washing of the water of your word, sanctify us more, Lord. We seek to be set apart for your glory. We want you to walk up and down in us, in the midst of us. Sup with us, Lord. Let the table be filled with the meat offering, hallelujah, and a drink offering. We thank you for restoration and revival right now. We thank you for a lamb's word, a sheep word. God, we thank you for the awakening, oh, that shall be in the midst of us, that the mighty men of war and the mighty men and the helpers of war would be awakened today. Hallelujah. Those who've gone a war, oh, and those who have went off into the flesh are going after Satan and put their gifts or their talents under bushels and just stop doing what they used to do for you, God. We pray that you would thrust up under them thorns and thistles, that there would be no comfortable place for them at all. In the name of Jesus, awaken, awaken to righteousness. Awaken, awaken to the time. Oh, God, set your clock before us. Oh, God, make them aware of the time. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit will say unto us today. Let there be perception. Let there be understanding. Let there be visions, open visions right now to those who need all the vision, who need to see something in order to comprehend what you are saying concerning the things upon the clock today, every world event, God, every major thing that's moving, give us understanding today in the name of Jesus. We need you right now. We need you right now to touch the man of God, touch his body. God, magnify your touch as you already have your hand on him, but we ask you to magnify it sevenfold, that there will be completion of healing. Oh, God, upon every cell, oh, the layer of the skin cavity in his chest. God, the reunion and the fortifying of the rib cage. We want your will to be done. We want your kingdom to move in its fullness in the midst of us. Oh, God. In the north, the south, the east, and the west, and those that sit in these spheres, oh, bless them today who have yielded themselves to the voice of your spirit today in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I hope you still can hear me, Apostle. Praise God. Amen. But we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God for you again. And Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. We pray that the word fall on good ground, that we all may bring forth fruit meet for repentance, for change, for mounting up, for abounding, God, in reception of our increase and our expansion and the enlarging of everything that need enlarging. Oh, God, that we will continue to run through troops. Oh, God, to go through the valleys without affected by death and its shadows, or as it's released in this present world, God, upon the wicked and the disobedient. Thank you for your mercy shown to us, each of us and our family and our friends everywhere. We thank you, oh, God, for your grace on this afternoon. Have your way in my body. Have your way throughout my mind. Open up the chambers, the archives of the revelation needed to enlighten your people today, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that we all may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among everyone who's listening that are sanctified. We bless you, and we will bless the Lord. Oh, our soul, in all that is within us, we bless your holy name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, you and you, all of you who are listening to us on the four corners of the American shores. We thank God that he has chosen you, and some of you, he's arrested you and holding you fast right now so you can get this word, some final warning, some to enhance our ability to hear even the more and to see afar, that there would be nothing moving in having his being without our knowledge on today. Amen. And so today we want to talk to you a little bit. And I know I won't be able to finish this message, never be able, because the word is ever revealing itself. Amen. I say the word is just like a pregnant woman is always giving life or bringing forth life. Amen. Or trying to form more of Christ within us today. And I just want to talk to you today. And I think I've bought bits and pieces on this in time past. I'm coming through this radio broadcast and dealing with the final times of consummation, dealing with the final consummation of all things, the final consummation of all things. Glory to God. Amen. The final consummation of all things. Another way of saying it is the final decisions of mankind, the crossroad, the final crossroad, praise God, of decisions making on whom we're going to serve in this hour, whom we are going to worship in this hour. People are in the balance now, and God is requiring a finale of everything. He is saying to us that we are in our finals of choosing whom we gonna love and whom we gonna spend time with, whom we gonna serve. And these are the calls of the Lord. But in dealing with that, to understand the consummation, you got to understand that word and know exactly what it means, because Daniel, so many of the Old Testament prophets and New Testament, as we call it, the New Testament, have expressed it, everybody in various versions, but they're all saying the same thing in dealing with the final consummation. When you're dealing with the final consummation, it means finale. It means finals, the finals. It means the end. It means the last days. It means that time is nearly up. It means, as John the Revelator expressed it, even in the fall of Satan and his very thoughts, in his fall, that he knows that time is short. And looking at the circumstances and looking at situations and the condition of the human race and even the other four species of flesh, as Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 15, praise God, verse 39, when he talks about the four creations that God made, and we know there are other creations and other types of things that's been made, praise God, by science, those of the occult arena, those of the biologists that are called occultic, and those who are, like I said, that are scientists that think occult-wise, think and working against God and their belief system in evolution and trying to be God, as days of old movies we used to watch called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and the Frankenstein. So we know that there are other creations that we are looking at today. But we want to talk about the final consummation of all flesh on the side of that which is born of God, are made by God, praise God, because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, praise God, he said all flesh is not the same flesh. Praise God. Amen. But there is the flesh of men. There is the flesh of men. There's the flesh of beast. Praise God. Amen. And he said there is the flesh of fish. There is the flesh of birds. Amen. And everything that we see made and we know that God made is in the place of final consummation. Y'all excuse me. They're in final consummation. Now, the other creation, the other species of flesh is in travail, desirous, amen, for the manifestation of the sons of God, of those who have moved to sonship, those who have moved to a place of fulfilling all righteousness and not drawing back to the flesh and the world. They are awaiting because they even are conscious of the hour. They're conscious of the time, as we see in all of God's creation. Amen. Everything that God made is intelligent. It's conscious of time. It knows its purpose. Amen. It knows its boundaries. All but mankind that are up under the influence of some of the authorities, praise God, the influence of fallen angels. Y'all excuse me because I'm trying to drive and minister to at the same time. I'm not in a steadfast place now. I'm trying to move so I can park somewhere to finish this work today. But we are looking at the consummation of all things. And another word for consummation is the final merging of all things, the final decisions of all things that can either save them or damn them. Amen. That can either bless them or bring them under the curse of God. Hallelujah. That can bring them to a place of escape and an insurity. Amen. Of safety. Praise God. Chaos. Destruction. Praise God. Amen. And consummation also means the final decision of the union of two people who have made a decision that they are going to be together. They are going to love each other. They will be espoused to each other. Rather, it's spousalship, or it can be the decision of a God, making the decision of whom you're going to serve and whom you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Amen. Praise God. Or whom that you're going to, amen, celebrate or exalt before the whole world. Whom will people see upon you? Amen. Because we will become just like our lover, the lover that we have chosen. Amen. Until I finish. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, but I was transporting my daughter, and I had to go to a place where they could leave the car where I could finish my message. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But we are dealing with the final consummation of all things. We are looking at, within world events, when it comes to the chaos, the catastrophe, the degree of sin, the level that things are at, even with the mounting up of the Antichrist spirit, the occult spirit, the rebellion in the nation, we are looking at, as Daniel described it, the final consummation of all things, where people have decided, and even the world leaders, David expressed it in the second division of Songs on how our world leaders have made a decision that they are not going to be with God. They are not going to serve God. They don't want anything that pertains to a God supposedly in the heavens praise God, amen, a God that can make a decision to even let them in heaven or to put them in hell. They have made a decision according to the second division of songs, where he said, talks about the heathen rages, and now we see rage all over the world. Heathen rage. People without God consciousness, and some do have some little consciousness of God, but yet they're raging because what they have is not enough. And the greatest thing that man can be granted to me is time, more time to repent and get right with God, not realizing because we're in this great matrix, this great hour of temptation, and doing just like unto Jesus, or at Matthew 4 and St. Luke 4, after Jesus had fasted and prayed 40 days, and the three levels of temptations are the spheres, are the hemispheres that he was pulled into for temptations. He fasting, and then he first had to pass through the wilderness, and from the wilderness, being a dry place, amen, praise God, being ravished for what Joel patterned things after the what the moth and the and the caterpillar and the pommel worm and all the other demonic entities, the destruction. That was a dry place, a waterless place, amen. You entering to a place where you in your life where you need water. We're in the most serious time. America is in a crisis, a time when what she needs, people say, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. They need God. They need the Son of God and all that he can give. They need the eternal waters. They need to see a power in a people that can bring them back from the illusions and perhaps pray in a way that, as we know, if there, the scriptures say, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, people who have seniority in the spirit, people who are seasoned in the spirit, who have a consecrated life, a fleshless life, but they have a fasting life. They have a dedicated life, and they are walking full stature and all body covenant. So he said, when you're dealing with sick people, whether it's physical sickness or whether it's a soulless diseases, because we know that Jesus heals all souls' diseases, all your emotional ties to darkness, to lust, to adultery, to homosexuality, to lesbianism, drinking, pill addictions, alcohol addictions, amen, porno addictions, all kind of fetishes. And it takes an elder, somebody seasoned with seniority in the spirit, that has backbone and understanding of wisdom above the serpent, that they can get these people back to the miracle. He said, you call for the elders and let them lay hands on them. If there's any sin that's been committed, they'll be remitted. They'll be forgiven. Elders, see, people who are seasoned, who walking in seniority, if that person can't do it, they can get pray in a way that their sins will be forgiven and remitted. And so we're in a nation now that's untoward. Jesus told us, you hurry up and get what you need out of this word while we have liberties and access to a written word on paper. But God wanted sealed upon our mind, the mind of our spirit, wanted in the archives of your blood. He wants the word in your blood. Amen. And erasing, glory to God, the majority of ancestral things that lies in the blood that's forming us today, causing us to go certain ways and to be certain things, but we're looking at the final decision of mankind, where they're having all of their meetings and creating all kinds of global organizations, and their meetings now in the G5s, the G7s, and all of their private meetings is against God. And now we're moving in a nation that's against God. They have decided, as David said in the second division of Songs, that we are going to loose God's bands. God say, your world leaders, what you're looking at now, this consummation, and all of your hope in the last alignment of this political system is going to fail. Because right now we're getting ready to be ushered, amen, into the fourth phase of the mark of the beast. We've already passed through the beast, his image, the false prophet, the message, amen, the spiritual trespassers, amen, and those who are carrying the message of iniquity. They use a portion of the word, but it's twisted and distorted, which is the definition of iniquity. And that's why God said, I'm going to judge some preachers too, and tell them to their face that your work was of iniquity. Sure, you build big churches, you build big barns, and you did this and you did that, but your work was of iniquity. It was twisted and distorted. You took out what you wanted to establish a church or establish a kingdom or a house that you put my name on. But you didn't have enough truth to make men and women's heart free or to convince them that I am the way. I am the only way. I am the God of Abraham and Jacob. And we twisted and distorted. And you'll find yourself in the same category like in the world leaders. God said, your rulers and your kings have taken counsel together against me. That's what they doing in their meeting. Counsel means in secret meeting. But nothing is here. No matter what Satan plots, no matter what strategy he lays out, no matter the agenda, God is already always going to have a planting somewhere to bring it back on video. He's going to have a spy to bring back to the camp. This is what your enemy is about to do. This is the plan of the evil ones. Praise God. But God said that they have taken counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Against Christ, the true Christ, not the Antichrist, but the true Christ and his anointed, the church. They've taken counsel together, making plans and establishing laws against the body of Christ, against the word of God. So we'll end up just like the movie called Eli's Book. If you don't have it on the pages of your heart, if it's not sealed on your mind, the mind of your spirit, and hadn't reached the blood which holds archives, your literal red blood, have records in it. Your blood has records. And when that word gets in you, it takes over everything in you and about you. And God say they have taken counsel together. They all agree. So don't fool yourself that the Democrats are against the Republicans and the conservatives are against them. He said in Revelation 17, it is where we are, that they all agree. He say all the kings of the earth agree. Don't fool yourself. It's the games of thrones. And God highlighted that as he began to slang words and slang his numbers and slang imagery. Praise God in archives, because that's his way of sealing some things and trying to trigger you or to thrust you in to deeper study and just go beyond letters on a page, because now they're distorting it and they're twisting the word and they're mutilating it in this nation like never before, because of the influence that they're under of the fallen angels, the devil and his angels, because he know that if we let the truth continue to roll as a mighty stone through the world, we will not have the hold that we presently have now over the nations, over every
kindred in tongues. We got to cut this word off. We got to mutilate it. Bring all the versions. Bring all the translation and take this out of it and take that or twist it. Oh, make it where they're so caught up that they can't even understand. The closest to the Septuagint is the King James, and everybody make an excuse. So now we're dealing with twisted preaching and sermons and readings. And you find out no matter what we preach from verses, you're not seeing people get the breakthroughs. They are not getting free of the oppression of the devil. They're not, devils are not being cast out. They are not being healed. They're getting sicker. They're getting dismembered. They're becoming more lame up under the word. And the devil, he's trying to twist it. He's trying to consummate and bring flesh and blood into another image. He's trying to bring the world into another image in hopes that God will destroy everything that don't look like him, like he ordained it to be, like he ordained it to be. Glory to God. But what we are looking at is the consummation of everything, of all things. Daniel talks about it, praise God, of the consummation of all things in chapter 9 and verse 24. Praise God. And Daniel 12 and 4, I'm just going to call these scriptures out and talk while I have the time, because everything, all the words from this dispensation of time, when he spoke, seeing what was coming toward us, what would befall us, and some of the things like he did John. Praise God. And he told him as he had visions, open visions, deep sea visions. Praise God. He told him to shut up some words. He said, shut up in the 12th chapter, verse 4. Shut up some words. And he said, I want you to seal the book. And why would God say that if it wasn't for that generation? Because he was preaching on the future end. He was preaching on the final consummation. He was talking about the finish, the finishing of the transgression and the ends of sin. And you see sin passing from generation to generation. Then you saw it coming. And you, when you see it, you look at that word. When he talk about it, he's talking twofold, the finishing of a transgression. They're going forth to destroy. Amen. The word of God, the houses of God, to assure that they set up preachers. Oh, he find out the weaknesses of preachers, and he send the thorns, oh, and the weakness to the church. They're strong as weaknesses to him. But when you're dealing with completion, and God has confirmed it all the way around, not only looking at people's final decisions of not thinking about God and wanting to have to do with God anymore, they have surrendered their God consciousness to become atheists. Praise God. Or to become haters of God. Praise God, they have decided ain't no God going to do this and that and ignore this and let that happen and this happen to little children, let this happen to the nation. What kind of God is that? Don't give us a choice. If we live right, we go to heaven. If we don't make, if we make some mistakes and don't get a chance to repent quickly, then he going to put us in the hell. They decided that I don't want this God. Amen. From the political pulpits down to the daycare centers, they have established new laws, and it's been given to the Antichrist spirit. Daniel 7 and 25 say to change laws, to change them. And while we are sitting in slumber, evidence and the proof of it is you're prayerless. You don't fast like you used to. You ain't like even Abraham when he saw Sodom and Gomorrah after its destruction. He know what God say he would do to the Sodomite kingdom, and he did it. Amen. And God reminded him of that, and he began to look, and he said that Abraham, when he saw that God wasn't playing with sin, and he planned, he said, Abraham remembered the place where he stood before God. Amen. He remembered that place where he stood before God. And so now we are seeing that God is saying that the end of all things are truly, truly upon us, y'all. When you're looking at the consummation of all things, you are looking at everything is failing. You got to shut that door right there. Praise God. Everything is failing. You see destruction all around us. Amen. You see the fulfilling of all things that we've been reading and preaching about. Amen. Everything that's being prophesied, that has been prophesied of heaven is now coming to pass. And I had somebody to say to me a week or so ago, he said, we still got time and everything had come to pass when it come to prophecy. I said, oh, yes, ma'am. Is moving like dominoes. I say, well, how do you know that? How do you know that? When we sleep, something falls in the way of prophecy. Something manifests. Every day when you go prayerless and you go fastless, how do you see without that? You cannot see time as it is. You cannot see through the illusions that God has sent, because God has sent strong delusions on the nations that people believe in a lie. The thing that God hated once and he called an abomination, they said that it's not so. God loves them and he accepts people as they are and they don't have to change. They're under the strong delusion is here. And Paul even declared in 2 Thessalonians that Jesus, he said, now I don't want you to be shaken or troubled at this, but he said that Jesus, the Lamb of God, will not come until these two things right here happen. Now you got to get in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, read that again, because people think that he's coming now or today, or praise God, and we actually don't leave out till the last trumpet. Now, you got to look at all the things that are unfolded. We are just as close to it as ever was. Jesus does not come to the last trump to take out of people that have kept their bodies in sanctification and honor, that are living saved, amen, and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and not going back to the flesh, not constantly bringing a reproach on the church. He's coming back for a ready people, but the thing is getting everything you need under your gut, under your belt, in your arsenal. Praise God, to make it to the end, you've got to endure what's happening today all the way to the last trump. Amen. And in that, between that time, there's going to be all sorts of manifestations, all sorts of voices. Amen. All sorts of seduction, all sorts of beast and creature coming upon the land. Threats over your life to persuade you to leave God, to give up the mind of God, to give up salvation. But we're looking at a fulfilling of all things. And then Peter quoted in the 1 Peter 4 and 7 that the end of all things are at hand. And when you say at hand, that means as close as your hand. Praise God, the end of all things are at hand. And even look what Isaiah said. In Isaiah, the 46th chapter, verse 10, from the Old Testament reading, God said, I declared the end from the beginning and ancient times from what is still to come. I told you of that which happened in old, and I told you what would be in the future. In other words, the same thing as Solomon declared in chapter 1 and chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. He didn't leave nothing undone. When he created the world, amen, and man and all other species of flesh, he gave everything up front. He told us the things that will be. And what you're looking at is the end, is the finale, is a plumb line being drawn through the earth, and if people don't hurry up and cross over to the other side, they may not make it in time. But while we see that little gap, that door still open and cracked, we need to be opening up the altars. We need to have revival, and we need to start with a prayer revival, because to have a real revival, it starts with a prayer revival. This is how you start off a revival. If you're going to have 3 days and nights of a revival, you need 3 days and nights of prayer prior to the revival. And that's 6 days, amen, of entering the courts of the Lord and into the presence of dunamis power. Praise God. You got to prep for revival. You can't just jump into revival, but you got to have a people that's moving in prayer to assure that power would be there, because you can have revival without power. Amen. And then everybody that come in that need deliverance and that has a cry and an amen for deliverance, they will just go in, come into your churches, into your services, amen, in a dark condition and leave out the same way they came, because we didn't prep and then get that power up as we are. Praise God. But God declared the end from the beginning. And God said in that same chapter of Isaiah 46 and 10, he said, and my purpose will stand, and all my good pleasure I will accomplish. Amen. God said, I will make known the end. I will make known the end from the beginning and from ancient times. He said, in other words, if you want to know what tomorrow will look like, if you want to know, because tomorrow starts when the sun go down today. He said, when the sun go down, that's when another day starts. If you want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, look at today. If you want to know the future, look at today. If you want to know what's to come, look at today. If you want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, and be careful of what you do, what you say, what you sow, because what you sow today, hey, will be in your world tomorrow. Amen. Because we just don't have that kind of time left. Amen. People are their wages are being expedited fast. They're reaping what they've sown really fast, because time has been cut. Time has been cut, and God is getting ready to cut it again. Praise God, when we see the lunar eclipse on March the 25th, and then the solar eclipse on April the 8th, will be God taking time out of time and warning. And when you see these types of signs in the sun and the moon, as God said that when I gave you the sun and the moon, it will only be for seasons. It will only be for days. Praise God, but it will be for signs. He's sending a sign. You see God prophesying from the heavens. God speaking up from the heavens through the sun, that I'm taking time out of time for the wicked, for the Gentiles, everybody that's not saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and that's not of the nations of the 12 tribes. God is speaking, will speak boldly from the sun on April 8th. God speaking, saying, this is a sure sign that judgment is closer to you than ever. And then March the 25th this month, Luna, God speaks to Israel, true Israel, not the fake ones in the country now. Praise God. The fake Jews, God said, I know them. Revelation 1 that say they are Jews and are not, the fake Israel, and how they have paid them off, and have to, why they're giving billions, because they're trying to pay. That's hush money. They keep them hush for to keep the deception going on the truth of the whole matter. But God is moving. The Kairos is moving. Everything is moving by the power of God, and he's doing the same thing like unto Moses, to let my people go, and they refuse to let the people go. But God say, I'm going to make known the end. But how many of us know what's coming? But have you been studious? Are you truly studious? Do you, are you operating in the discerning of the spirits? Are your senses, your spiritual senses are exercised to discern good and evil, as Hebrews 5 and 14 said? Paul says strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. A heavy word, a revelatory word, deep things, amen, fresh food, a daily bread, like eagle's food. An eagle can't eat anything. Somebody sees them mature, and it makes a matter. It makes a difference when how you were born in the time that you were born in, or the type of ministry you were born under, that will intensify or create the desire within you. But are you studious? Or do you really know what's going on politically? And why is everybody falling out of the race? Look at Revelation 17, and it tells you that now the political realm, this is the last round, the last call, the last political alignment. There will be no more after this. They are ready to introduce, as Ishmael descendants have declared, that he is here, the Mahdi is here, praise God. And the next president to be introduced will be the Antichrist. They are leading up to the introduction of the Antichrist. That's why they back out, but they got to bring a purge first. The purge is about to emerge, a purging is about to emerge in America. Praise God. They got a purge because the Antichrist wants certain people removed. They want to stop the voice of the bride and the bridegroom. They want to stop the voice of the church because their baby sodomites are crying out. We got to get rid of them. They talking too much against us. They always are telling us what God said. They are against God. America is against God. Those who lead have chosen the side of the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, and they are ready to induce and push the mark of the beast and the number of his name. Now, you read that in Revelation 15, chapter verses 1. It's four phases before they implement it. And God said that the world leaders, they have taken counsel against me. They have taken counsel against me. The Lord and my anointed, the church that I put here, that's standing in the power of God, that has maintained a studious and a fervent life of fasting and prayer, they've taken counsel. And the new laws is against religious freedom, against truth tellers, and now they are really trying to push against TikTok, the clock, this special website that God ordained, because he wrote the script. He ordained as a clock, and he put the six letters on it to show you that this is a type of clock. TikTok, TikTok, and people talk against it, but all the hidden truth, all of ancient revelations, ancient truth, is passing through TikTok because you don't have enough truth seekers. You don't have enough preachers pulling to tell the truth. So people will know their origins. People will know why they're in their present state. You will understand your sufferings. You will understand where God is trying to take you. You will discover who you are, what you possess, everything that God has given you, and where you are going. Then the lamp will be magnified at your feet. You will see the way to take if you would give yourself over to much more fasting and praying and watch less and less of movies and television. God has sent another word, three words in the image industrial, And even Ezekiel warned us of the chambers of imagery dealing with television and our cell phones and iPods and the virtual reality mask. He's warning us of the invitation the pull to gaze upon all the kingdoms of the world, and they want to find a way to stick you or to get you stuck. And so God, he say, are you studious enough? Are you studious enough? Praise God. When the last time you had a study and not just read, and you watch TV 7 days a week, and then you want to get up on Sunday and take one day to study because you got it free, and say you heard from the Lord when all week long you've been listening to other voices, other entities, seducing spirits, the doctrines of devils, and these angels that's flying everywhere carrying the lies. They're continuing the ministry of iniquity that started in the garden. The mystery of iniquity, it started in the garden. It's false doctrine started in the garden when the fallen entity lied to Eve. That was the first day of the release of iniquity. And it continues today from some pulpits. They add and they take away from gospel truth, and they won't tell the whole truth. And God say, now it has come to him that it's time to end things. And we got to make a decision. We got to go all the way with Jesus. He want all or nothing. We going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Or we going to continue to do things to keep the meat offering and the drink offering cut off from the house of God. We have caused the shortage because we go on prayerless, not fasting. And we leave the report of the Lord and we leave the report of the secular world over the word of God. And we leave the drink offering of God to potions of the world and deepen the afflictions in our lives. We have left God. Don't fast like you used to fast. You don't pray like you used to pray. One day a week ain't going to do it for the people of God. That's why you got fasting. And you know, the Sodomite spirit is after men of God. It won't broke back brothers. It won't broke back mountain to be erected in the pulpits. So there'll be no place clean for the anointing to flow through. Amen. So overall, we see God, I'm telling you, God is moving everywhere. And he's moving at all times. God has the ability, amen, to move outside of time and inside of time. He can operate in all the holy hosts of the Most High. They move inside of time, our time dimension, as well as in time. Praise God. Amen. He's moving in man's realm. We see the corals, the shaking all over the planet. Man ain't got nothing to do with that. They got their devices. They get sure they got the quantum machine. They got the heart machine. Amen. They have all of these things, the CERN machine. And they have the geometric machines hovering in the skies. They have their space bases, and they have all of the fallen angel technology to bring the world to destruction. But God is in control, and nothing will move and have as big. If it happens, if it explodes, if it falls, if it split, if it cracks, if it disappear, God ordained it, because everything you see unfolding in this present realm came out of the mind of God, and he ordered it to be written to prepare us so we will be without an excuse and know that we were forewarned. As it was in the beginning, we preached to God, but you got to preach to end as well. All things now is moving into the fullness of labor. And we know we were closer to the end when Bynum came in on the number 100. His first 100 days, he put a lot of emphasis on the number 100. And when you study that word 100, it means finality. It means the fullness of time. Praise God. Amen. It's seen as a number. Praise God. But his name is 100. That means completion. As the other numbers God is slinging everywhere in the news, threes and sevens everywhere to let you know God is putting his signature on things and the things that he permit to bring wicked things to pass. Praise God. Amen. But he's slinging 100s. He's slinging the sevens. He's slinging the eights. Praise God. And that 100 on Bynum's watch means we are at the maximum of rebellion in America, the passing of sex changes, the passing of pills to stop a woman's menstrual, a pill not been approved for murder by your own will, by your own hand, not you crying over somebody, killed somebody, but now you have access to their passing laws. Anybody can have a gun. Anybody can go over the counter now and buy the pill to kill babies. The war on what's left of innocence and virginity is on to kill everything. We brought out earlier in this message that Satan hates everything God made, and if the fourth species of flesh is under attack from the fallen ones, they don't want us to survive. They want to do all they can. If you survive through the knowledge of herbs to keep your bodies healed, 100% healed. Praise God. If you survive by keeping your mind clear and stable, that you won't have to worry about Alzheimer's or worry about amnesia or dementia. You got to be careful of what you set before your eyes to erase things, to remove God consciousness, to remove the fear of God. Amen. Something, you replace an imagery in the movie industry, sitcom industry, with visions upon your head at night to keep you aware of coming events. And a lot of prophecies that we're sitting waiting on has already come to pass. But you were asleep. You were asleep. You were prayerless. You were fastless. Amen. You were sleeping. You were talking too much. And you weren't praying enough. And so prophecy has passed us by. And you now we're looking wishing, man, it's late. How all this got here all at one time? What Noah's flood is passing through all the rich and the famous. Why the earth is dilating more vehemently than she ever has. Rock slides. Amen. Everything is out of measure, out of boundary, out of control. And the whole creation is waiting for a sunship manifestation to put everything back like it's supposed to be. But we got to be like Abraham, that in Genesis, where he remembered the place that he stood before God every morning. He remembered that place. He got up and he didn't ignore. He didn't fight that. Well, the truth is, I don't pray like I used to pray. I don't fast like I used to fast. I don't even preach as hard as I used. Don't take on. I don't have to preach that hard. We don't have to be the church that much. Well, if the crack house stay open 7 days a week, why we can't do that and just get somebody who can live timeless before God and don't mind opening the church for noonday prayer, 5 a.m. prayer, or do a midnight prayer call, amen, to ensure our walls are up. The Lord told him, when you build your altars and you build your houses, he said, I know a cedar is the tallest tree and it's not the strongest, but it is the only tree that can withstand mildew and mold, and it has great endurance against bacteria and viruses, amen, and corruption. And he said, I want you to build your walls. Get the church in order. Build your walls. Build the church around prayer. And he styled it as a cedar tree. A cedar tree. Pray until filthiness leave the pulpits. Pray until mold and mildew and the residue from past sins are fall above the people. He wants you to pray until we get the house of God and the people of God sanctified again. He said, Balaam, I want you to make your fours with cedar wood, that nothing from hell underneath can come up and make an ascension to your bedrooms anymore. Come and be a third party in your bed between the husband and wives, sleeping with the enemy. Come on now, get in your dreams. Call wet dreams or false dreams, false visions. He said, make your floors as cedar wood, build it out of cedar. Can withstand spots, wrinkles, blemishes, filthiness, mold, mildew, rust, and corruption. Cedar is a strong, it's a tall tree, it's stand tall. Praise God. But its material, oh my God, is so refined and so strong that no corruption can take it down. And that's how we got to fortify our own lives. Praise God in these days and this hour. Let me look at my time. Praise God. He said, I want you to look at time. I want you to pay attention because I'm speaking to you to let you know the completion of all things is at hand. The slanging of the sevens in the news. You notice when on the news, when they're announcing deaths and crashing, when they magnify, even the occult arena study the word more than some of the people who thought to be people of God. They have more revelation and understanding of the time, and that's why they took a lot of books from us, so we won't know timing. Timing is everything. You need to know what time it is. You need to know how late it is. You don't have no time to play. You need time to pray. You better get hold to prayer. If you're going to be safe and be guaranteed that all this hell being loose and God turning whole towns, whole nations, whole countries, whole continents into hell, prayer and watching, paying attention, observing will cause you to be accounted worthy to escape all the things that's coming to pass. God been slanging that clock before, that I've been doing a teaching on my prayer line on the importance of a clock. And how God have set numbers. People talk about you're looking at numbers. Well, God got a whole chapter called numbers. And he had an invention, an ornament, built as a cycle or a circle, a rim that said it goes round and round, was a clock, a mandatory pictorial image with built-in numbers. The favorite numbers, numbers that matters to us because our days are numbered. He gave us 12 numbers that we focus on every day. But do you understand them per number? What does one mean? What does two mean biblically? Out of the mind of God, what does three mean? What does four, five, six, seven, eight, 12? And it stops there. And then look at God sending us another sign through the animal kingdom because he said we together with them are groaning in travail. We'll labor, they'll labor, they're giving messages, we're giving messages. They are warnings to us. Oh, how the clock is moving and to convey messages to us at the sheep that happened over in China that went in a circle for 12 days. 12 days nonstop. Remember that? When those sheep, that was a worldwide talk about, worldwide conversation. Praise God. People were Zooming. There was a chat on what this means. One day, God was demonstrating time. He was showing us time. They was moving as a clock. They moved clockwise and counterclockwise to let you know whether we were going forward or backwards. The revelation was there, and it confirmed chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes and chapter 2 on that which was past is now, that which has been is coming. What's happening today happened yesterday. There's no nothing new under the sun. Everything that our ancestors saw and all the way back 4,000 years, they inscribed it on the stones, riddles in the stones, on the walls, on the cave, showing you what they saw. They showed you their burdens. They showed you their inventions. They had cell phones. Yeah, we think cell phones. They had cell phones. They had aircraft. And we really think that everything was dumb and illiterate and They didn't have no all them schools and all of that, and they were born into the world with brilliant minds, and then here come the fallen angels trying to erase and bring all people into illiteracy and to erase God consciousness. Sameness, to bring in sameness, to bring in drugs, to bring in alcohol, and so they can get an advantage on the nations, on those who lead, so they can take over homes, whole cities, whole schools, whole churches, praise God, whole continents. And so God was slinging 12 to us, and he used symbolism in the animal kingdom as a sheep. And when God used a pattern like that and a type, because he speaks in patterns and types and shadows, a shadow of things to come means something coming out of the past, that which was behind, because, you know, a shadow is behind us. But then the type, he used sheep to go in a circle 12 days. The number 12 is completion of government. They went in a circle 12 days, split it into six, moving forward clockwise. As the clock moves at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they did that 6 days. Then on the 6 days, and they didn't stop to use the bathroom, to eat or drink. They was under the kairos. They was up under the power of God, because God was speaking to those who have an eyesalve anointing, not playing like they see and they understand and interpret, but saw it by vision. You have to be born with this veil upon you. Yeah, you can see if you turn your head back. You may not want to see. Many days I didn't want to see what I see, but you can't run from seeing. It's a burden with seeing, as Rebecca expressed in chapter 1. And those sheep went clockwise 6 days, six the number of man. He was speaking to men. He was speaking to the sheep and also to people outside of the church arena. It was a worldwide event slain by God, a revelation. God was prophesying present things. Things were being unsealed, because we saw where he told Daniel to shut up words, to seal a book. We see Don the Revelator had to shut up words and to seal a book, and he reserved it for the latter-day prophets such as myself, prophetess and prophets, the seers, the ones that have an eye salve among you, that made a covenant with their eyes. They don't set wicked things before their eyes, but they keep their eyes on the heavens and on the word of God and what the Lord would say unto them and what creation. They are like we call movies they used to have called Beastmasters. They understand what the animals are saying. They understand. They can interpret the animal kingdom. They can interpret the bugs and whatever God is saying, and then they compare them with the scriptures. Amen. Every event, they compare them with the scriptures to determine what is God is saying unto me, as a lot of the people will run to Isaiah the prophet, and he say, "Oh prophet, oh watchman, what of the night? What of the night? Or what did you see during your sleeping hours? Did you dream anything?" Because that means a whole lot of people wasn't seeing, and all who they thought could see and could interpret things, even the most brilliant mind, the most genius mind, they could not interpret some events, some world events. Science can't break. They can't interpret. The biologists, the seismologists, the archaeologists, don't care what they think they're reading and think they can see 500 million years ago and this. How you know that? How you know what happened unless you're a fallen angel trying to tell a lie and mix the lie with the truth? You're being that extensive. Nobody knows what happened 500 million years ago. How you know? You wasn't there. God reserves some things for the prophets, for the seers, and those who have eye covenants. Job said, "I made a covenant with my eyes, and why should I behold a maid? Why should I spend the rest of my days lusting after hips, lips, and fingertips, biceps, and triceps? Why should I spend the rest of my time watching make-believe or lies and going into deeper evolution or the erasing of the real truth of God's hand on creation and how he made it versus the fallen angels' interpretation, how they want you to believe to steal you from God conscious and the way things really are and what they're supposed to be. And so God was telling us with those sheep, they're going clockwise, six. We're coming up on six. There's been a lot of slangings on six. We just came out of the phase of the first three inflammations of 666, starting with the injections, the vax, getting the nanos in it to bring changes into your DNA, to invade the DNA, to break the archives in the bloodshed, to shrink it so nothing that God ordained to pass through your blood will finish forming and developing you and maturing you, bringing you to the place that he would have you to be a mighty woman, a man of God. And so they went round clockwise, and then when they got to the sixth age, out of the 12, these sheep and channels, then all of a sudden they stopped, and they turned around and went the other way. They went backwards, going counterclockwise. And here was God saying, that which is past is now manifest. And we started sin, and I start plowing and breaking and going back. What is coming out of the old presently that these sheep were conveying? The revelation was tied up in the word sheep and the word clock, the number six, and going backwards and going forward. All of those words tied up, and I caught it, and I went back, and I say, that which is past is coming. Everything they saw that is dead, that is beyond the grave, that are in hell, or even some of the just men that died that was perfect, that Jesus went and preached to, the things they saw, we're going to see. Amen. And now we see Noah's days. All the effects of Noah's days, waters and flood and everything under the water, water evasion, the sea roaring, the voice of the sea, all of this stuff now. Everything that they saw down to the giants, the Eljos surfacing now, the grandchildren of the giants are now on the planet. And all the species out of Antarctica, out of Alaska, coming out, all that was underneath the earth is now everything coming up to meet us. It's here. It's here. God ain't got to take years. Time has been cut. The lifespan has been cut. The year, all of us, when we see this next solar, when we see the next lunar eclipse, that means God is taking. Now, you know that God count the days by the moon. All right? He count the day. That's his calendar. That's a calendar in the face of man. When you see the little crescent, we look, oh, look at the corner of the moon. See how little that? That's day one of the first day of a month. And then you're going to see it again and again. Then you see it halfway already, 15 day of the month. We're in the middle. Either that's 15, day 15 of the month or day 6. The accurate, that's the accurate calendar. That's the accurate clock. And when you see that and God blocks it, he dims the light. That means God just took a whole month from us. And he's taking time out of time. And the proof is the lifespan of folks dying. And children, my mama's days was 120 years. Now, back in Methuselah and all of them, they had many more days. But it's worse our day. And now, my mama had 120 years, and her, my grand, great, 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 now ours is 70 years, a little plus, if by reason of your own strength, depends on how you eat, if you take care of your body. You know, if you stay off the parasitic foods, eat a lot of pork, and you keep parasites in your body pooping and peeing in you, you're going to stay sick. Your organs going to fail. You're going to have arthritis, and you're going to have stuff going to the marrow of your bone, living in your calf, and all in the bottom of your feet. And when you see all of those kind of things, then you're going to have health problems. Now, if by reason of your own strength. Amen. Some of us will make it to a good health age. And now our children and our children's children, grandchildren, lifespan has been cut short. And if you read the Word of God and look back in history, you'll see that every generation ends with God cutting the babes and the sucklings' life in half. It ends with child sacrifices, occult sacrifice. Abortion has always been child killing. Ain't nothing new under the sun. and history that Peter's have. So you see, the sheep was telling us, now that which was past is coming. And then here come all the people seeing stuff in the forest, seeing these giants coming on top, standing on the mountain. They called the Eljos. You had 36 tribes of giants, though we teach about Goliath and some of the other, the 36 tribes of giants. And they had three generations of their own. And 36 means three sixes. You know, they were the angels' children, and they have perfected the genetic growth of things now. They don't grow as tall, but then you're going to have the mark of them somewhere if it's an extra finger, extra toes, and whatever. But now they are surfacing. The Eljos, that's, you can look that up, Eljo, means the grandchildren of the giants that lost their bodies, their children, all that was sealed in the earth. Now they're surfacing. They've been seen, and they're out of every tribe of the earth. All this stuff is here. And then God dealt with us that we are headed to famine. We were told by the military we had less than 5 months. If you don't have food by June, I feel sorry for you, or food. And he said, they said, you better get your food because America is going to be hell on earth. And you coming up and you got the word Trump, the Lord magnifying the word Trump, warnings, Trump. You got to see this. And all of you, never in the history shall you falling out of the race. Everybody running, going to another country because the coming purge. The coming purge. And now that which is past is surfacing. And God sent in September 20th and September the 20th and the 25th, two calves, a calf and a cow, born 5 days apart with sevens on the head. He put them to let us know that which is past. We're looking at Noah's days and manifestation. All the water everywhere, the flood, excessive water. And we're looking at the days of Sodom. He said that. And then with Joseph's days and the days of Nineveh. Oh, history, the whole thing. But then would you expand your study to understand what you're looking at? We understand more movies and soap operas, and people understand the games and sports more than they do the word of God. We can explain that real well. What happened on USB and what happened on Dr. Field and what happened on this and what about the word? Helping the people to see, causing the people to see, as Paul said in Acts 26, open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Because you know you gotta have power from God, a revelation, knowledge, and a word that would capture them. Amen. Because the God of this world has blinded their minds to keep the glorious gospel from shining into them, to bring them light, to bring them understanding. And that's why he had you neglected and say, it don't take all, we ain't got to teach that deep. Man, that's why folk dying, because we don't think we got to do it that deep. That's why folk went and lined up to get them injections. Okay. And now you got alien substance, a DNA in you forming another set of veins. Stuff replicating you, trying to make you something, another beast or creature. And it's full incubation, and now people are dying like never before because they weren't aware of the revelation of the second realm of the unholy trinity, or dealing with the image. People looking at building a statue like Nebuchadnezzar's statue, but another image. And the temple that he want to set in his people, not of just church. He don't want the church. He want to live, entities want it to live in your body. That way he want to set in the temple of God. The God say, you are the temple of God. He want, evil spirit want to set in you. Error want to live in you.
And so he's slinging them 100s, and we're seeing that. And 100 means the completion of everything. Like we say, we talk about the number 7 is the completion, the achievement of evil, or the complete of a cycle, or perfect spiritual alignment. We do 7 as the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God is slinging all kind of numbers. And that clock is ticking on us. In my conclusion, that clock is ticking. Tick tock. If it don't pass, if the word, if the sealed revelations of John, God is unsealing it, don't pass through the pulpit. God, he got a way to get that word. He
turn that down.
He got a way of getting that revelation out. He got a way. If he have to send it through, he picked that name. Them people didn't pick that name. Talking about, oh, they always on TikTok. That's a clock. You got treasures, hidden wisdom in there, revelation, information hidden in that. And then you got all of the beasts and creatures, angels and other species, the form, the shape of iniquity. There are people of all kind coming out. Well, you see how the devil has fought the human race, disfigured them in every way passing. We're looking at, you talking about time zones, looking into time zones, looking at the kingdoms of this world through TikTok website. Oh, it's getting pretty deep. It's getting heavy up in here. It's getting heavy in this world. And you got to understand what you're looking at. What do you see? How do you see? Are you taking heed to what you hear and how you hear it? Amen. All things are full of labor. It's coming to his end. And you know what? The whole creation, and that includes every living thing in the biosphere, the trees and everything in the hydrosphere, the water rim, and ocean, a sea, a creek, a pond. You know, they have intellect. They think. They come with purpose. They know they strive. They know. And they are wondering, who is going to free us from this constant nano-rain? Who is going to use the power of God like Joshua and Elijah to stop the heavens? They stop the sun. They stop the rain. We can stop some things. It ain't too late to stop some things, even though there's going to be a new heaven and earth. But in this present world, we can stop some things if we give ourselves back to God, return to God with fasting. Don't play with fasting. Don't play with it, because we got entities here that only going to get out of a person's body if you have a fasted life. But the devil know he tricked you. He get you sick. He say, yeah, I'm going to get them sick. I got to get them on a bunch of pills so they can't fast. Oh, I can't go without eating but too long. I can't. You know, oh, you've been robbed of the glory that would be revealed. The deliverance you had in you, brother, somebody else has been stolen. You can't even free yourself. It takes healed people to heal people, free people to free people. He stole your power. He took your rod. He took your reed out of your hand that you won't even have the right measurement. John was given a reed. He took the reed. You can't measure things properly. You don't even know how much this way, that way. Like God measured the dust of the earth. He measured a mountain. Every time rocks fall off it, it break. He know how much fall off, what it weighs after that broke off. He know when the river go down, what it weighs. He ain't got to come down and do it. You already know. And he give us the same power. We have the power from on high. We have a power from God likened to his. He shifted it to us. What you doing with it? What are you doing with what you possess from heaven? What are you doing with it?
I'm sick of the devil. And I know some of you are too. You need to do something about it. You got to get on your face and buffet that flesh. Get back to God. Be like Abraham. Remember the place where you stood before God and you was walking in power. You had the glory of frequencies that was so high. Everywhere you go, you shift atmosphere. People look at you, they'll see all the face of God on your face. They'll see, as Solomon said, the wisdom of God making your face a shine. They know the presence of God. Witches and warlocks know when you enter a place. But all things are full of labor. And you need to pay attention to the numerology. God's slinging his threes. And you've got 30s being slanged and 300s and all of these sixes and threes and sixes. You can't see the sigils or the signatures of the fallen angels, what God has permitted them to do, what's God and what's not, what most people can't tell, good from evil. Did God change his mind about the gig minutes? Is this really acceptable? That shouldn't be confusing. He's in the slanging of sevens and eight, this number being the number of eight, a year, this year being the number of eight, because you were looking at 2024, but you got to add the year to determine the move of the Kairos. It's eight. This number is called eight. This year is called eight. 2024 is 2 + 4 + 2 means 8. The year of new beginning, the time that the world officials had declared a reset, a new world order in force. Now we need a purge to cleanse it up. We only want what we want. We got to get rid of all the nursing homes. We got to get rid of all the old and the feeble. We got to get rid of all the unwanted so that we can have a perfect alignment of mostly humanoids, of those who are of the angelic seed, those who have accepted the mark of the beast, the number of his name, and the beast and his image. They are projecting his image. Praise God. We're getting announcements of coming judgments all the time. Nines, nines, nines falling everywhere on the airplanes that's crashing. When you look on the airplane, you watch the numbers on the side of them. And the nine, nine is the number of judgment. And I'm going to close with this scripture, chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, third chapter of Ecclesiastes, where it says, and he said, Solomon said, I saw the place of judgment, that wickedness was there. So if you see a whole town burnt up in this present world, a whole town under flood or something, just say, guess what? It had reached its peak, 100, the fullness. It had reached its cycle. God was through with it. He was tired of it. And so he sent judgment. Anytime you see the structure on a place really bad, that means judgment just passed through. People are reaping now what they have sowed. They are receiving their wages of what they did. If it's a lot of death, then that wages of sin is death. And some promises God said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. They don't understand. And some don't care to know. They don't take all of that. I don't have to be that deep. I just can't study like that. I can't just listen to the Bible all the time. I can't do it. I leave that for the pulpit. No, you better know. But now preachers getting where they won't hardly tell the whole truth anymore. They don't even talk to that level. I don't have the answers. They need someone to teach them again things. But they pastoring and doing all of this here. And he said that you got to understand that judgment is moving. Look at the animal kingdom, what they're doing. You got to keep your eyes on the sheep, the fowls of the air, the ants, the fish. Look at all of them, because we together with them groan in travail for deliverance in these final hours. Amen.
So we bless the Lord for you today, and we pray that this word is falling on good ground and that everything that's of the sleight of men, that's of man's enticing words of wisdom, where you read too many books and won't stick with the word of God because the other things that are sealed, that they have mutilated and twisted and distorted, it's still hidden in God, but you got to get in the mind of God, get in prayer in order for these things to be released unto you, because there's some things that he told John, the revelator, the seal, until the point he left it for last day's prophets to open the seal, to reveal certain things. It will pass through the world or through the pulpit at one point of time or another. Amen. But we pray that this word be hid immediately in your heart and mind. Amen. That Satan take it not from you. And whatever your yoke is, your addiction, your bondage, your fetish, your flaw is, that you will be delivered. Amen. And you will recover all. Amen. We love you. We bless God for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you so much, Prophetess, for that awesome word from the Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your servant. Thank you for all that you allow her to release into our ears, into our hearts today. We ask, O God, that you pull back into her even more, that in the next appointed time, wherever you choose to use her, O God, that she would have more than enough. In the mighty name of Jesus. What a blessed word. You shared so much, but there's a lot of people on the line. So I'm going to open the line for anyone that wants to come on in and encourage you. The line is open. The line is open. There's a lot of people on the line. There was a mighty strong word that the woman of God released, telling about all the things that are happening and the things that are going to happen. You know, tell you that the things that already happened, so you can come on in and encourage her, let her know that you appreciate the word that she released, because I really enjoyed it, tell the truth. So I got things going on here at my house right now, so I had to go in the bathroom to talk. So you all can come on in. Somebody can come on in. If not, I'm going to have her pray and close us out. Okay, Prophetess, if you can pray and close us out, I would greatly appreciate that, because we're getting ready to go out. I have an appointment. If you can pray and close us out, that'd be great.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and everyone. Amen. Under the sound of our voice today, thank you so much for being here with us. Praise the Lord. And we pray God's blessing upon you to do all that he's ordained for you to do in these final hours. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the grace of God that you bestowed upon each of us, upon our families, our men of God, our handmaids, our daughters, our sons. O God, your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth always and to all generations. We thank you for your very presence and for your voice being in our hearing today. We pray today, O God, in Jesus' name, examining our own selves to see whether we be in the faith. We ask you in Jesus' name to forgive us of any sin that any of us might have committed in your sight, in our thought, word, or deed, known or unknown, a dream or a vision. God, forgive sins of omission, sins of commission, besetting sin. We pray that you will blot out transgressions in the name of Yeshua. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will forgive any form, shape, or fashion of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will forgive. Oh, God, if we have coveted anything of our neighbor's house, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to forgive unpaid debts, unpaid vows, in the name of Jesus. If we've caused any reproach upon ministry, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for your help this morning, that you would send a refreshing from your presence upon each one of us. You know what we need of. Oh, God, before we ask, you shine the searchlight from heaven on us today, on our soul. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, we ask you to take it out and straighten us. For each of us, we want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to be whole. Oh, God, sweep over our souls today. Sanctify us wholly from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. God, from the first layer of our skin down to the very marrow of our bones, anything that cleave to us without our knowledge, anything transferred either way without our knowledge and understanding, we cry out to you to deliver us from ourselves, from the works of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, or to cease from pride and arrogancy in our lives. Deliver today, God, from pride and arrogancy, headedness, high-mindedness, in the name of Jesus, self-righteousness. Oh, we pray that you would help us. Help us today as we submit to you and commit in all our ways to you. We yield today to your word. We acknowledge it. And we yield, God. We yield our members as instruments unto righteousness, holiness, and truth. We seek you. We seek you today. We pray that you would let us find you everywhere we go, that you would on our steps, that we would go in all the right places at the right time, being connected to the right people, doing the right thing, God, a people, God, who heartbeat for you. We pray for that divine connection. Oh, God, that we would strengthen in the name of Jesus. We need you to strengthen your people. Strengthen those who are prodigal, bring them back, provoke them to love and back to good works. Provoke the prodigal, turn their hearts back, Lord. Turn their hearts back to you. In the name of Jesus, let true repentance work, a true turning. Hallelujah. Forgive the forsaken of your house. Forgive the forsaken of the altars. Forgive, Lord. Oh, and deliver from the spirit of gluttonous or the spirit of over-subfeeding. Forgive idolatry. We ask that you deliver, oh God, them from those who watch too many television programs when you're trying to show them things to come by dream visions, open and deep sleep. We ask you, Lord, that the spirit of revelation and revelation, the spirit of restoration be upon these people now, those who hear the word and receive the word. We pray that you even touch the ones, Lord God, that are rejecters of truth, that have a problem with the truth. We pray that you would give them a heart of flesh, give them a heartbeat for eternal truth in the name of Jesus, and let nothing else satisfy them but your word. Sing your word, Lord. Sing your word that only you can, Lord, to heal, deliver, to set free. Send the truth, Lord, the whole counsel of your precepts, your statutes, your judgment, your precepts. Let them roll on our hearts. Let the burdens of our heart roll away by the fullness of the word of God. Oh, God, prepare tables before us in the presence of terror, in the presence of our enemies. Let your word fall on good ground, Lord, that we can go forth. Oh, in the spirit of power and the spirit of might, I pray in Jesus' name, even for the turning of the heart of the wicked, the atheist, and even the sinner that don't know you,
We pray that you would send neighbors wherever they are. God, wherever there's a cry for deliverance on the four corners of every city on this line, those who are evangelistic, soul winners, to have a burden for the lost, who've been anointed to stand between the demons and the souls of mankind. We pray that you would fortify their strength and establish their goings in the name of Jesus. Cause them to be led by your spirit. From this day forth, we pray that you will anoint their mind, that they will understand, comprehend, see, going out, coming in, lying down, rising up, and that they will be protected as we enter into the night watch. God, from all the terrors, coming terrors of the night, that you will protect them from the destruction that has been wasted or set up in the noonday, in the light hours. We pray for your shield, that you would be all things to us. Oh, God, according to your word, the 91st Psalm. Oh, God, that you will cause our enemies to continue to flee from us and around us sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Bless our food, our water. Oh, God, our homes. Oh, God, that our virgins be not ravished, and where there's division, there will be unity, confusion, peace in the midst of our homes, in the name of Jesus, that we can go forth as a glorious church and a body of people called by your name. Bless this radio station. Bless this radio blog. Bless the apostle. Bless him right now in Jesus' name to continue to recover all, hallelujah, his body, soul, and spirit. Bless him, Lord, and all that he's given to the poor. Cause men and women to give it to his bosom. Pressed down, shaken together, running over in Jesus' name. I pray for the men of God that you've chosen to come into my life, to lead, to guide me, to be the lover of my soul. God, in the name of Jesus, bless and strengthen him and keep him from evil and from a whore's bed and from the spirit of lust and perversion. Keep him sanctified, Lord. Keep him sanctified in his Lord. In the loins of his mind, keep his mind on you. Hallelujah. Keep his mind, Lord, and keep his nature from that which is perverse. Oh, and that which is of iniquity and would bring the shame of iniquity. Oh, God, to this engagement, rest in Jesus' name. And we will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you. May the hand of God rest upon you all night long, and the blood of Jesus be fortified upon every threshold of your home, your windows, your doors, your pillows, and your mattress, that nothing will descend or of sin or dwell among you that's evil and contrary and against nature, we pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Have a blessed day, and hope to hear your voice again sometime soon, to share with you sometime soon. Blessings on you. Stay safe.
Thank you so much again, Pastor, for that powerful anointed word, and thank you for the prayer and for praying for me and my family. I pray that God would release the same onto your life and onto your family and keep you protected as you go forth each day and keep this thing. I love you all, but remember, God loves you more. I got to go on an appointment right now, so thank God for you all. Have a blessed evening and a safe evening. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I love you too. God bless.
Love y'all. God bless. Love y'all. God bless.